So what do you say if you're asked to speak at one of your mentor's funerals? All hour long, we're talking about it. This show is dedicated to Coach Bill McLean. This guy mentored me on the basketball court, off the basketball court. He loved young people. I was rough. I was young. I was raw. And he cared about me and saw me for what I could be. So we'll talk about him all hour long. You'll hear some neat stories, but you'll also hear from people who are shouting out their mentors. And a young man in the studio today, miracle time, he got a mentor. And some others are going to mentor him, right? So hallelujah. You'll hear from young Steph and some others on today's edition of Truth Talk Live. Stay tuned and be sure to share this with someone. That could be a good mentoring opportunity. Take this podcast, share it with someone else. Now you have mentored someone else. God bless you. Keep mentoring. And here's today's podcast on Truth Talk Live.
This is the Truth Network. Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it. I can't hold it.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
Free for All Friday is on the air. Truth is in the air. Stu Epperson here behind the mic. What would you say at the funeral of your mentor? This person poured God's word into you. This person took you out on the court, rebounded, taught you how to cross over, graded your papers, helped you with your papers. I'm holding a paper, a paper for a Bible class of a young man that I've had the privilege of mentoring, and I got a lot of work to do on this just to point him in the right direction. He's done a great job, doesn't need a lot of my help, but how just humbling that someone would say, hey, would you take a glance at this? So, a man of God, Coach Bill McLean, has gone to heaven since we talked last Friday. Let me tell you, a lot can happen in a week. Wow. A lot can happen in a week, can it? Studio audience, we got Steph in the studio audience. We got another one of my mentors actually walking in the door in just a second. I may see him out the window as he comes. He's actually speaking at our mutual mentor's celebration service tomorrow. So we're dedicating the show to Coach Bill. But you're going to call in and tell us, what would you say? You get a phone call. Your mentor has gone to heaven. We want you to say a few words to honor him. You got 2 minutes. What would you say at his funeral service? First of all, what is his name? What is her name? I want to hear their name on national radio, on Truth Talk Live. I want to hear their name today. I don't want to hear necessarily their full name. Don't need particular information, but throw a shout out to your mentor, alive or on earth or alive in heaven, and tell me what would you say. And you guys right there, studio audience, have I not got a pen, okay? And have I not got my pad right here? I'm writing down your name when you call in, and I'm going to write down what you say. The phone number to call in to tell me what you would say at your mentor's funeral. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. I'm not looking for the Harvard rhetorician, perfect Queen's English delivery here. I'm just looking for from your heart, raw. What do you say? I am still tender right now. This host is. Why? Because Coach Bill. Let me tell you about Coach Bill. We'll tell you more about Coach Bill when Brother Val gets here, because we were in the room praying with him last Saturday evening. 3 hours later, 4 hours later, he went straight to heaven. Found out Sunday morning. Wow. You called this radio show last week and you told me, awesome listeners of Truth Talk Live, Truth Network listeners from all over the world, listening on your smartphone, listening in Toledo, Ohio on 106.5 FM, you called and you told me what to say to my nephew on his way to the military I got 24 hours with my nephew. You called this show, and it's unbelievable. Look at that. Would you look at that right there? Here you go. Look at it right there. That's what they said. See that? You see it, guys? They're nodding behind the glass. See there? That's what everyone called in and said. Today, you're going to call and tell me, what do I say? But, Stu, you're not speaking tomorrow. No. Not that I know of. But I will be speaking because I'm going to see other ballers there. I'm going to see other friends. I've already had another baller tell me, hey, we're going to meet at Coach Bill's memorial service tomorrow. And I said, yes, I'll see you there. What am I going to say to him? Is it going to be small talk? How you doing? How's your game? You still playing? How's the limp? You know, how's your shoulder? Or is it going to be, hey, how are you with Jesus? Because Coach Bill would want us to talk about growing in grace because he helped us grow in grace. 866-348-7884. I got to tell you about what happened with my nephew. I'll get into that if we have time. But I want you to call in today. Tell me, who's your mentor? Who made a difference in your life? Say their name. We're going to celebrate mentors till the cows come home. How about that? Mentors, where would you be without your mentor? Where would you be without that teacher that took an interest in you? Where would you be without that older student that said, hey, you know what? I'm going to hang out with that dude. I don't care what everyone else says. I don't care if he's awkward and, you know, weird and different and didn't grow up on, you know, with the same side of the tracks I grew up. I'm going to hang out with him. I'm going to stick with him. We're going to grow in Christ together. What would you do without that young life leader? Who is that young life leader, that FCA director, that coach, that teacher, that seminary professor, that young man, that young lady that God just put in your life, camp counselor? The list goes on. Maybe a doctor. Maybe just someone that took an interest in you and mentored you. You're at their funeral. What do you say? And what do you want to say about them right now? Toll-free 866-348-7884 is a toll-free nationwide number on Truth Talk Live. I'm Stu Epperson, and I'm going straight to B in Ohio. Sir, jump in here. You're on Truth Talk Live with Stu.
Stu, this is such an awesome topic you're bringing up, brother. I have thought of this myself. Why don't people raise up the spirits of their mentors while they are still alive instead of waiting until they go home to be with the Lord? Because it would just impact them so much more, I think.
Okay.
So I love that you're doing this.
Yeah. So
I have got your name. Go ahead.
No, please. No. So we're on live national radio, and you're going to... So what would you say at your mentor's funeral? What would you say to commemorate, to celebrate your mentor if you're at their funeral?
His name is Lowell Beam, B-E-A-M, like sunbeam.
Okay, he not only said the last name, but he spelled the last name. How about that? How about these Truth Talk Live callers, man? We're on our game. Okay, so talk to me. Give him a shout out, and what would you say at his funeral?
I would say, Lowell, you touched my life in so many ways for Jesus Christ that I am now jealous of where you are, and because of you, Lowell, I will be where you are, brother, and I can't wait to hug you for eternity.
Isn't that
in
something?
Jesus' name. That's what I would say.
Wow.
Dude. That's
okay.
What I would say.
Is Lowell still with us? Or is
he is still with us.
Okay.
He's still with us. He's 80 plus years old.
Oh my soul.
And he is on fire for Christ.
Wow.
Like day one.
Amen.
Dude.
Well, we got to take a break. Hey, wow, and you're on fire for Christ because of a mentor. What about your mentor's story? What would you say at your mentor's funeral service if you had a chance to honor that person? What's their first name? 866-34-TRUTH.
This is the Truth Network.
So there you are, behind the pulpit, microphone's hot, in front of you is your mentor. Right there, laying in state. Everyone's dressed up. The organist is there. The pianist is there. There's a program with their picture on it, their date of birth, their date of departure to heaven. You're speaking to honor that person that mentored you, that loved you, that taught you. What do you say? Well, Stu, I'm never going to be called to do that. I'm not that person I'm not the public speaker. I didn't take speech class. And I'm probably not the person they would call. I'm not the one they would call to commemorate or to memorialize that person. Well, what would you say to the people you're sitting with? What would you say to their family? You know, you got to say something. You know, there's a long receiving line. You're going to be up there shaking the hands, pressing the flesh with this mentor's sisters and brothers and family and cousins and widow or widower or grandparents or grandkids. What do you say? 866-348-7884. And what do you want to say right now to commemorate, celebrate, honor your mentor, like Lowell, who was just honored by a caller from Ohio. Great, great word there. Want to hear from you. Selfishly, one of my mentors is speaking at one of our mutual mentors' service tomorrow at 11 a.m., and he is going to hear this whole show. And your words will inspire and encourage him, just like my nephew on his way to the military right now has the entire podcast recorded of last Friday's show where you called and said, what words of wisdom, what godly advice do you give to your nephew on his way to the military? You called this show and gave me some amazing advice. If you want to hear that, you should listen to that. Give it to any kid enlisting, whatever they're doing, any kid going off to college, any kid in high school, give it to anyone. Because I had my 24 hours ended up being 48 hours, but then he shipped off and he is literally bound toward military service. I'm supposed to be, I get updates, you know, daily, but that was a very encouraging episode of Truth Talk Live, and your wisdom was much, much appreciated. Coach Bill McLean, man of God, mentor to me. I was a rough and tumble ball player, could barely chew and, you know, walk and dribble and chew gum at the same time, and he took an interest in me and all kinds of kids all over this area in North Carolina. Coach Bill loved the Lord. He could play ball. He could post. He could hit 100 free throws in a row. He could shoot a baby hook like you've never seen, and he could put us in our place even when he was a lot older than us. He was just tough. He's played against and mentored young men who are in the NBA today, like Harry Giles, playing for the Brooklyn Nets. Coach Bill, tomorrow we're celebrating his life. A bunch of the New Canaan guys are going to be there. Jay Helvey, the emails have gone out. One of the things I did with my nephew last Saturday, this was amazing. And by the way, I'm going to give the number if you want to call in. We got a line open at 866-348-7884. Please weigh in. What would you say at the funeral service or the memorial service, celebration service of your mentor? What would you say? What should my friend who's going to speak tomorrow say to honor Coach Bill? What would you say to honor your mentor? Who is your mentor? I don't want to hear crickets now. You are here walking with the Lord because someone like Lowell, who was celebrated by a man of God on fire for Christ from Ohio just in the last segment, she gave him a shout out. 866-348-7884. How would you memorialize or celebrate or honor? What kind of words would you give to your mentor to celebrate, to speak at their funeral? 866-34-TRUTH. So I took my nephew with me. Last Saturday was an interesting day. We started at my grandson's basketball game. He put some buckets up, 3 years old, ripe old age, at the Y. Went to a quick lunch, then we went to a funeral of my junior 11th grade Bible school, Sunday school teacher, Mrs. Griggs. And her sons were there, her family was there. It was a powerful service. And wow. And we, you know what? My nephew was there. He's on his way to the military. I wanted him to see this funeral, and I wanted him to see what's significant, right, about someone that's poured into your life, and why do you go honor them? Here's another question. How many of your Sunday school students or people you mentored would show up at your funeral? You die tomorrow. Who's going to show up at your funeral and say, I'm walking with Christ because that man or that woman or that young lady was my small group leader? I'm walking with Christ because of her. You died today. Who's at your funeral celebrating you? That's a great question. Could they find anyone to speak at your funeral? Wow. And I made a comment. I mean, I said this. I posted on LinkedIn, Stu Epperson. Follow me there. I posted on my Facebook page, my fan page, at Stu.Epperson on Facebook. I posted, look, I would be absolutely humbled. I would be in complete, thoroughly encouraged to know that one of my students, kids that I mentored in Sunday school, came to my funeral to honor me. Wouldn't that be cool? Just to know, hey, they're you're dead, right? But they're alive following Jesus because of your life. Isn't that cool? A cool thought. So I took my nephew to the funeral, and then we rushed out of there to go to a wedding because a guy that our family helped lead to Christ, his daughter was getting married. And I'm like, hey, I want my nephew to see all these people I've grown up with that love the Lord. And of course, I stuck him with them. Hey, tell my nephew how he can grow in Christ. You know, I triangulated that thing like crazy, but I tried to gaslight and say, hey, should he party and drink and just chase the ladies, you know, on his way to the military, just have a good time and then get right with God later? Or should he walk with God now? And, you know, I kind of imposed that on my friends who were with him because we only had a little bit of time. You know, wedding's over, you talk, you leave. And so I had to kind of get to it. By the way, why don't we get to it enough as believers? Why don't we cut right to what's the Lord doing in your life? What's really important? Why do we dance around? Hey, how you doing? Hey, what's going? How's the family? That don't not talk about that. That's good. That's important. You know, how's football? How's your team? Et cetera, et cetera. But when are we going to get to what's God doing in your life? We had during the break having a spiritual conversation with a young man in the studio about what Christ is doing in your life. It's what's really important, right? And that's what I told a guy leaving the gym the other day. It's about five young men. I gave them Share the Truth cards. And they said, oh, man, you're that guy on the radio. And they started, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I said, guys, listen. If you meet me and forget me, it will cost you nothing. If you meet Jesus and you forget him, it'll cost you eternity. And so my question is, how are we leaving an imprint for Christ? Who are we mentoring to leave that mark like Coach Bill left on so many of us, not just as ballers, not just as students, but in the faith, in the Lord? How's your walk with God? Are you in church? Are you growing in Christ? You know, that sort of thing. And who are you mentoring? How are you taking someone else under your wing? Some of us are like, man, no one's mentoring me. You know, we can have a woe is me. Well, hey, who am I mentoring? There's an underclassman at that school you go to that you could reach out to. He's lonely. No one sits with him at lunch. He's sitting right over there. Go over and be his friend. Hey, let's hang out, man. You know, you're going to finish that applesauce, you know, or whatever, but you just be their friend. Hey, what's going on in your life? You know what, you know, do you know anything about God? What's he teaching you? We got a break coming up right now. More Truth Talk Live after this. We'll come back. Who is your mentor? What would you say at their funeral? 866-34-TRUTH. 866-348-7884. And then we're going to talk more about Coach Bill when we come back. You're going to love what happened after the funeral, after the wedding, when we come back on Truth Talk Live. Give a shout-out to your mentor on this Free For All Friday. 866-34-TRUTH. Truth Talk
Live. This is the Truth Network.
Remarkable how life comes at you fast. I go on the air a week ago Friday. My nephew is about to meet up with him, and I only had a few minutes with him before he shipped off to military service. You all called in with some great advice on what I say to him that little bit of time. And then I took him to a wedding, and I took him to a funeral on Saturday, a wedding, and then I took him to the bedside of a mentor of mine who was dying, which is kind of what has precipitated this whole show today, because I'm sitting here thinking, another good friend of ours is one of the speakers tomorrow at his service, and he is going to say a few words about Coach Bill. And I'm so excited. This guy's a great speaker, and he's led organizations and camps and executive experience, Christian experience. He's preached. He loves the Word. He's led Bible studies. He's mentored me. So I'm praying for Val and talking to him about what he should say, and he shared some things with me already. He's got some great things to say about Coach Bill. And so as we're talking, we got a guest audience, and Steph walks in. We've been trying to connect because we went to the same high school and stuff like that, but a few years apart. You know, I got some more tread on my tires than he does. And he's an athlete, and he's a senior, and so we just get to talking, going on the air a second ago. I'm like, hey, so who's your mentor? And what'd you tell me, Steph? Put that mic right on your chin. Put it on your chin and tell me. What'd you tell me? And ask you if you had a mentor.
I don't have a mentor.
That's a situation right there. And then Baller Nation, John Perry's in here, who's a big fan of Bills, too. But what about that, John? Right here. I mean, right in our studio audience, we're talking and we're preaching about being a mentor, and we got someone right here. How about that? How about those marbles?
It is incredible that you're sitting right here and that we just exchanged contact information, and now I can mentor him, or Stu can mentor him.
Well, and the cool thing is David Parsons, who's been my mentor for 50 years, who's taking you to church Sunday, now we found out you got a third seat in that car, and now you're going to pick this guy up and take him. How about that? You excited about that, Steph?
Yeah.
And you're actually going to go. But I'm going to warn you, you're going to hear the word. You're going to be around some godly men. Can you handle it?
Yes, sir.
All right. He's a big, strong football player. I'm so glad you've never been on a national radio show before. No. Okay, let me just prep you, Steph. You can't see the hundreds of millions of people listening, so don't be nervous, okay? John, you've been behind the mic before. You had to get through it, though, didn't you, John? You had to get through it.
I did have to get through it.
How about that? 866-34-TRUTH, what would you say at your mentor's funeral? What would you say at the funeral of your mentor to honor them? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to shoot the recording of this special show to my buddy Val, who is actually speaking at our mutual mentor's funeral tomorrow. And so you're going to weigh in on that and be tickled to death if you gave a little shout out to whoever your mentor is. And we'll listen to those, won't we, Steph? And then if you have any advice about Steph on how do you find a good mentor, this is, hey, very important, okay? Because you become like, you know, Luke 6:40, a disciple becomes just like his teacher. So whoever your mentor is, that's who you're going to be like. So if you throw in with bunch of thug drug dealers or even successful people that are clean cut, you know, right? But they're not believers. And you're gonna learn how to make a lot of money. But so what, right? So what, where's Jesus in that, right? How is your soul impacted for eternity? So if you want to weigh on either any of those things, let's go to Laura in Raleigh, North Carolina. Our next caller on Truth Talk Live, 866-348-7884. If you want to weigh in on this free for all Friday edition of Truth Talk Live. Laura, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. I usually call an anonymous, but I pray she's listening. That a shout out or a huge thanks to Rima.
Rima, okay.
Summers. She has been, I've been blessed to know her since 2013. And every Friday she has been a huge huge blessing. And when she went to another church or moved, every Friday morning, every Friday, no matter what holiday or what, every Friday morning, she sends me and several other people Bible and scripture. And
oh, cool. So she sends you a Bible verse every Friday?
Yes, sir, wow. Several.
And Rima is still living?
Yes, praise God.
Now, what would you say to my buddy Val, who is speaking at the funeral of one of his great mentors? What would you say to him? How would you memorialize a mentor if you were speaking at the service of one?
What a blessing, an incredible difference that he had made in his life. And to as much as he did with him, that with Van, that it's he probably did with so many others, countless others, you know.
Wow. Yeah. That's a good word. And there will be a lot of folks there. And to that point, John Perry, what do you say to that?
I just think it's so powerful. As I am a great friend of Bill McLean, who has sadly passed away, I think that it is so powerful to have mentors in our life. And one of my great mentors, who is a part of our Wednesday in the Word group, and his name is John, he also sends me a Bible verse. Every morning I get it in my phone.
Wow.
And it's an amazing encouragement to me.
We're going to get Steph on that. Steph, you're in here. We're going to get you on that Bible verse today. But be careful, because that starts getting in you, man. It starts changing you. Those verses will make a difference in your life, won't they, Laura?
Yes, sir. Hey, and so do you. I listen to Truth. Even when I leave the house, I leave it on for my cat.
Oh, wow. How about that? That is a purdy deal right there. Thank you.
That's a perfect idea.
God bless you.
I wonder what I come in, she's flipping and flopping, you know, with a little tambourine in her hand. So.
Hey, that is so cool. Well, God.
Yeah, sure she is. All right.
God bless you. Thank you so much. I love it. Even cats are listening to Truth Talk Live. Hey, that's why, you know, Maybe that's who tried to call in because we lost the connection. That's what happened. Okay. Let's go to Val. Val, you're on Truth Talk Live. This might be the gentleman who's supposed to be in here as a guest, but he got real busy.
Hey, Stu, yeah, I had a sorry about that.
Hey, you're fine. Listen, you're running hard, man.
Came up.
You're mentoring people. What's Talk that? To me about why is mentoring so important, and what about our buddy Bill McLean? You're speaking tomorrow at his service. What about all this advice people are calling to give you?
You know, Stu, one of the things that God has really been talking to me a lot about is investing and focusing on things that are eternal and not focusing on things that are temporal. You know, it's so easy for us in the world we live in to the temporal things come up. And Bill McLean was a guy that he loved the Lord. I mean, just a strong, passionate relationship with Jesus Christ. And you saw that in his life. You saw that in his focus. He was not focused on himself. Over the last 6 months, you and myself and Daryl Head, our CEO at the Y, and Richard Daniel, just a bunch of us would go visit Bill, and all he was talking about were the children in the Winston-Salem community that he's serving.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And Bill, you know, I met Bill back in 2007, and he was bringing kids from the eastern part of Winston-Salem, and kids that don't have the assets that they need to be able to grow and develop and be their best selves. And Bill was a guy who saw people right where they, you know, he saw people, when he saw them, he saw their potential. He didn't see them for right where they were, but he saw for what they could become. And he helped more children and more adults. I mean, he mentored me. He's one of my all-time favorite mentors because he saw the potential and where I can become, you know, what I could become and who I could develop into. And I think that's what, I mean, God just, Bill was following the Lord and having that kind of vision to see the potential in people. And that's what, you know, I feel like in my relationship with Jesus is he just, you know, he forgives and he really believes the best. And he sees us for what we can become and he helps us to grow and develop to become the very best we can for him.
Yeah, Steph, how important is it to have someone in your life to do that, to mentor you, to see your potential, right?
Yeah.
We're all going to mess up. What about that? You would have loved Coach Bill. Wouldn't he have loved Coach Bill, Val?
Without a doubt. Bill was, you know, Bill loved his family. He loved Christ. He loved sports. Bill was so, so competitive. And you know, Bill, you know, one, you know, I was talking about Bill just seeing people for their, you know, seeing the potential that they have in him. But Bill was about kids having experiences that they had never had before.
Yeah, he sent a lot of kids to camp. Now, what do you say to Steph? He doesn't have a mentor right now, Val. What's your word to him? He's in the studio right now. He came on live national radio. He doesn't have a mentor. What do you say to him? How do you tie that? You know, how do you tie Coach Bill's legacy in with your words to him right now?
Yeah, so when I was at I got my start working at camps at a Christian sports camp called Kennecott Kennecomo Camps, and Joe White was the director and owner, and I did a devotion one night with my 12-year-old campers, and I asked them, I said, all right, what are the most important, what things do we need to grow and develop in the Lord? And this child, from the voice of a child, this child said, prayer, Bible study, and fellowship. Mm-hmm. And that mentoring part, that mentor, you know, will pray with you, that mentor will read the Bible with you, and the fellowship aspect of just spending time with you, investing in you and loving on you and believing the best in you and really also giving you constructive feedback of things you need to work on and things that you need to be. And that's what that mentor really helps us, that godly, you know, having a godly mentor.
We got to take a break. 866-34-TRUTH. Who's your godly mentor? What would you say at your mentor's funeral? More on Truth Talk Live. Hang on, Val. More coming up right after this.
This is the Truth Network.
There I was. Last summer, not too many months ago, actually, from this point, standing in the pulpit behind the mic, speaking at the memorial service of my mentor, Big Stu, celebrating his homegoing. A lot of other far more illustrious speakers were there speaking, but it was an honor for me. Several people today have even mentioned that as getting ready for the show today, asking the question all hour long, what would you say at the funeral of your mentor? What would be important to say? You got 2 minutes. What do you say to memorialize, to honor them, to honor Christ, to talk about what's really important? You know, you can tell so many funny stories and leave everyone in stitches, but are they going to have any conviction of the Holy Spirit? Are you going to bring a Bible verse up? Why not bring up a verse from the Word of God? And that's what I love about the fact that my good friend, also a mentor to me, Val Elliott, is speaking at Coach Bill's service tomorrow. A good friend of Big Stu's was Coach Bill. Big Stu mentored Coach Bill. Coach Bill mentored a whole bunch of kids all over Winston-Salem. He sent kids to camp. There are successful people on Wall Street and the NBA today because Coach Bill McLean loved them and pushed them toward Jesus and toward being the best they could be. So we have a mentorless young man in the studio. Is that a word? Well, it is now. We're going to get you a mentor by the time you walk out of here. We've got another young man who I've been mentoring, who's been mentoring a lot of folks, and he's actually going to take this young man to church on Sunday. So that's a miracle and answer to prayer. We got callers calling in telling us the name of their mentor and how they made an impact in their life, and you can join that fray, 866-348-7884. Say their name. How did they impact your life? How did they mentor you? How are you different today because of their life, their example, their love for Jesus, because of how they struggled, because of how real they were? And what would you say about them? If you were given the opportunity to say a word about a mentor of yours at their funeral service, what would you say? You only have 2 minutes. Suppose you only have 2 minutes. Val, we were sitting there a week ago Saturday in the room. His breathing was heavy. He was on medication. He was squeezing our hands. He could hear us. We were talking about Jesus. We were praying. Tears were flowing. My nephew, on his way to the military, I had already taken him to a ball game. I had already taken him to a funeral. I had already taken him to a wedding service. We'd already shared Christ with some guys on a basketball court after that wedding. And now we're in the room with Coach Bill. And my nephew, Val, wanted to stay in the car and, you know, crush a power nap. He's like, I don't really know Coach Bill. I don't care if you don't know him. You're coming with me. Now, Steph, a mentor is going to tell you to do stuff you don't want to do. You're going to do that crocodile run. You know, you're going to do that. You know, you're going to do more weights. You're going to do an extra set. You're going to put more plates on the bar. You know, you're going to work a little harder. Okay. You're going to get in that word. We don't want to get in that word. I'm tired. I want to read my Bible before bed. You're going to put that phone down and pick up God's word or open God's word on the phone. Val Elliott, you were there with my nephew in the room with Coach Bill. It was a very touching moment, wasn't it, Val?
It was, you know, one of the things that I was thinking about in that moment, Stephen, as you talk about mentors, is with Bill, when Bill passed, there was a huge hole. There was a huge vacuum there. And I think as we look at the ways that Bill served and the passion that he had and the mentorship that we had, you know, I think, you know, in many cases, God is calling us and our ministry to expand even more and to mentor more as we lose, you know, a great mentor in Bill McLean.
Yeah.
You know, I think about when my dad passed and your father passed. You know, it's like there's that we are missing those mentors. And I feel God's heart really calling all of us to help fill those vacuums and those holes of that mentorship. And for us to do even more mentoring and for us to even spread the news about mentoring so that we fill those holes and those vacuums. And because when you look at, I mean, Jesus mentored his disciples.
Yeah. He had 12.
That started. Yeah.
He didn't call 120,000, 1.2 million. He didn't call even 120. He called 12 disciples, hung out with them all the time, poured into them. And that chant transformed the world. You're hearing about Jesus today because Jesus called 12. Ordinary guys. They were not anything special, believe me. And I'm not saying we are either, but Val, how happy would Coach Bill be that even in the studio, while we're doing the show, how happy would he be that John, who's a little older than Steph, has already agreed to take Steph to church on Sunday and they're going to hang out and get the word together? Isn't that cool?
No, I'm telling you what, you know, and that was one of the things. I mean, Stu, you remember, I mean, we went to see Bill and we saw him at the hospital last summer. I mean, we've seen him, what, 5 or 6 times over the last 6 months?
Yep. All NBA legend and University of Maryland All-American Adrian Branch, Lakers champion, was with us in town speaking. We went over to see Coach Bill. That made Bill's day. Bill wanted to get out of that bed and box him out, you know, and post him up.
He did, yeah.
And you know, all Bill wanted to talk about was how the mentorship and the work with mentoring people would continue on. And that was his focus, because he wasn't focused on himself. You know, he didn't talk about how he was feeling or his health struggles. He was talking about the children in our community that Bill had been serving his whole life, how this work was going to continue after God brought him to heaven. Bill was at peace. Bill accepted the Lord into his heart. Bill believes in Jesus. Bill had his salvation and where he was going. He was 100% confident. He wasn't worried about himself. He really wanted to see that mentoring continue, and for kids in this area and for young people in this area to have those mentors and to hear about Christ and to come to know Christ through mentorship.
Yeah, I like that. And we're going to all be praying for Val, because Val is speaking tomorrow. I'll be there, Val, praying for you while you speak at Bill's funeral. You're going to bring up Jesus, and we've been talking and praying all week long. It's been heavy in our heart talking to his sweet family and wonderful folks. And we were both hearing the news early Sunday morning that he had passed. We were just with him, praying with him Sunday night with my nephew, and he passed away early Sunday morning, wee hours, like midnight or so. We got another call. Val, you stay on. We'll conference you in so Jamal can give you some advice. What do you say at your mentor's funeral service? We may have time for one more call after Jamal. If you want to join, we got a line open at 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. If you want to give a shout-out to your mentor, what have they done to encourage you to grow in Christ? How are you walking with the Lord today because this person existed and they poured into you as a mentor? Jamal, you're on Truth Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, Stu, always a pleasure. How are you guys doing over there today?
Fantastic.
Good, good. Well, for folks that know me and know you, this is going to be no surprise to anyone. Get your pen out, Stu. You said that we're to call out the full name of our mentor.
Okay.
So my mentor is going to be Mr. Stu Epperson Jr.
Okay, wait a second. Hold on a second. Nick, how did this person get through on the phone lines? You got to be a better screener. Well, you are very kind, sir. Not sure how to respond to that, but wow.
And let me tell you why. Mr. Stu Epperson Jr. reached out to me when I was a pizza delivery driver, didn't know who I was, said, listen to this radio station. I've listened to this radio station, and it has changed my life. Not only did he lead me to this radio station, but he's been hosting a Bible study that I go to. He's invited me to meet famous authors and famous VIPs. He's talked to me personally one-on-one. He's even invited me to private meetings with him and his loved ones. He invited me to meetings at lunch, at dinner, with prep for his show. So this guy, he has a wealth of knowledge. He has a Rolodex of people that you cannot imagine. On top of that, the same guy that you guys hear on the radio, believe it or not, is the same guy that you will meet in person.
Watch out. No, I thought this was just a show, a shtick. You are very kind, Jamal. Val, what about Jamal, and how important is it that I didn't know that pizza delivery guy would turn on the radio and be encouraged, come to Bible study, all that, but we just got to keep sharing the Lord, right, Val? How about Jamal?
Yeah, you know, I echo what Jamal was saying. You know, is that one of the things I love about Stu Jr., and he's a mentor of mine as well, is just how he's the same out on the basketball court. The other day I was he's the same in the basketball court at the radio station. He's the same at home. Stu is he is a dude that is fired up for the Lord. And the other day I walked out on the basketball court at the William G. White YMCA, and there were three early 20 guys that were playing basketball with Stu. And when I walked up, they weren't playing basketball, but Stu had an arm around him, and he was asking him, what things in your life can I pray for you? You know, tell me what things that you guys are dealing with. And I think it's so important from a mentor standpoint that we really reach out, and that as God brings us in different places and we're doing things that we're passionate about, he's going to open those doors where we can really reach into people's lives. I could see on those guys' faces how much that it meant to them, because they could tell that Stu is true blue, that he truly cares, and he really wants to know what's going on. And people know when you're genuine or not. And those guys, they knew Stu was genuine. They knew that he cared about them, that he loved the Lord, and that he really wanted to pray for them and wanted to do things for them that would help them for eternity, you know, and because that's what Stu was talking to them about, eternal things.
He wasn't
wasting time talking about temporal.
Well, you never know when the opportunity is going to be there, right? You never know. So you got to focus on what's really important. You never know if I'm going to see you tomorrow. Now, tomorrow will be at a funeral service. Jamal, your final word to Val. He's going to be speaking on our amazing mutual mentor, Bill McLean, who it will be celebrated and will sing to the Lord and the gospel will be preached. But what do you say to Val, Jamal? What can he say? Give us a final word, Jamal, real quick as we wrap up.
Only thing I can say is ask God to lead you, speak to the heart, and remember that what we do and God's going to echo for eternity.
Amen. Thank you, Val.
I was just going to say,
what a blessing. Yeah, man. Awesome. Thank you so much. Val, thank you, everybody.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.